They showed a lot of commitment today for the cause, really. We had a very low score, and the only way we were going to win, we said at half time, was, you know, we had to go out there and field and bowl as well as we could do and make life difficult. We have some magic bowlers there. Saki had a great effort, Shantz had a good effort, Gareth Andrew. Chowdhury's first over was top draw, but Syed Ajmal was the sort of always the draw card for us, always the joker that we can play at any time, and we left him to the end, and it was good tactics and difficult for Warwickshire.
Yeah, I thought the tactics were superb. I mean, Darrell got it spot on, didn't he?
He's maturing nicely as a captain, and I thought, you know, he captained exceptionally well tonight. And but the man of the match, quite rightly, was James Cameron. I thought anybody who can get nearly a runner ball and 37 runs on that wicket, there's hardly any runs scored because of good bowling and fielding, but also the wicket. It wasn't a bad wicket, but it was just checking a little bit and occasionally keeping a bit low. So it wasn't easy batting, but anybody who can get 37 to give us some sort of total, I think, deserves the credit and quite rightly deserves the man of the match.
That was quite an important partnership as well with Ben Scott, wasn't it, with James Cameron?
Yeah, very much so. Obviously Ben played a little role in that one, but James was, I thought, you know, struck the ball very well. He looks in good nick, you know, and he has done in all these 2020 games, and even the other night against Notts, he got his 16 off 12 balls, which was quite crucial to us. But no, he's been in pretty good nick, and he'll keep his place for the game against Yorkshire.
You're always very honest, you always have been. Did you realistically think you could defend that at half-time?
Yeah, it was a little bit like Derby, but we all felt, I felt, and Darrell felt, and Scotty and a couple of the others I spoke to, we all felt we were 10, 12, 15 runs short of what was a reasonable target. And so that's the reason, like I said, that we quickly realised that we couldn't make any mistakes with the ball and we couldn't make any mistakes in the field. And thankfully for us, you know, we didn't do that and we put in a polished performance. I'm sure Warwick will be disappointed, but thankfully we managed to take wickets like they did early on as well, which doesn't half help.
It's great to do the double over them in any competition as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and funnily enough, I think we played a little bit better as a team in this one. Edgbaston was a fantastic effort from Gareth Andrew with the bat to manage to get us to their score, but I think today was a little bit more team effort, and particularly in the field there and trying to defend that score.